Salamanca is just one of 9 Western New York school districts that were listed as having not submitted their reopening plans to the Department of Health. Mark Beeler, its deputy superintendent, says that only after the governor provided that list of schools did he receive a call from the agency about their missing submission.
After speaking with the Department of Health, we learned that, yes, they wanted the exact same plan on the exact same day.
Representatives of the Williamsville School District also say they didn't know they were supposed to submit their plan to both the Department of Education and the Department of Health. But Cuomo's senior advisor says schools were provided with, quote, clear guidance to submit to both agencies. While that may be true, Lewiston Porter Superintendent Paul Casseri says that he would have appreciated a phone call before a public announcement.
Why did we have to get called out like that and get my community all in a stir? The community's already in a stir because parents have to make life-changing decisions for their families over this reopening.
He says his school did submit its reopening plan to the Department of Health, but it still ended up on the list of those that didn't. The agency did not comment on that particular situation. Cuomo gave schools until Friday to submit their reopening plans to both agencies. Madison Rufo, WBFO News.